and many more stories. Go to townhall.com. I'm Val Dior.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is 5.5 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and they roll over to hundreds of other lines. We are streaming live at KCNR1460.com, so you hop in our chat room. And I'm here with Jared. Good morning, Jared.
Good morning.
It's Friday. It must be Jared.
It must be.
Must be. What's weather look like today, buddy?
Let's see. It's currently 45 degrees. Today, it's going to be sunny, mostly clear at night, with a high of 57 and a low of 37. On Saturday, it's going to be mostly clear during the day, mostly cloudy at night, with a high of 59 and a low of 38. On Sunday, it'll be mostly sunny during the day, mostly clear at night, with a high of 60, a low of 38. And on Monday, which is Martin Luther King Day, it's going to be mostly sunny during the day, mostly sunny at night, with a high of 61 and a low of 36.
Do you see any rain coming in here? I thought we were going to get some rain here next week. Doesn't look like it right now, though.
Not on this forecast.
Okay, so that's through next
Tuesday. We have a chance of rain.
Okay, Tuesday it starts looking like it might be a little rain. Well, the drought's officially over. But anyway, the weather reports are always brought to you by a veteran-owned business right here in Shasta County. Shasta Gas Propane, operating out of Anderson, owned by, like I said, a veteran, Chuck Kinney, and his wife, Judy. It's a great business that gives discounts to seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. Okay. If it's Friday and it's 7:08 in the morning, it's got to be Amy and her pet of the week.
Amy and her sidekick, as always.
And her sidekick, George.
George. Nope, it's Freddie.
Freddie. Okay, Freddie.
He kind of looks like a George, though. That's not far off.
No, Freddie. No, I think he's Freddie.
You see a Freddie?
He's a Freddie. Yep. I look at Freddie. He looks Freddie-ish. So Freddie-ish.
I have with me today Freddie, who is a 5-year-old Finnish Spitz. He is approved for a home with kids 8 and up. He is a little bit overweight. We'll say it quietly so he doesn't hear. He does need a little bit of a diet, but he loves to exercise. So this dog is crazy about his ball. He will chase it all day long if you throw a ball for him. So
now, Freddie's got a story here where he was adopted from Haven Humane 4 years ago.
Yes.
And he's been returned because of his forever family has a illness.
He had a terminal illness, so could no longer take care of Freddie. So yeah. He was returned to no fault of his own.
Right. So Freddie's a good dog, and Freddie needs a home because yes. Freddie's been in a home and will be, you know, can fit into a home and likes to chase balls and is just a he's just laying down right now. He's good on the leash.
Yes, he is great on a leash. He loads up in the car really well. He appears to be potty trained. Haven't seen any.
I imagine he's potty trained.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's always a plus. He does know some basic commands. He knows how to sit. He knows how to climb in your lap and breathe heavily in your face. It's his favorite thing to do. He is very cute. And because of...
He's got a curl tail.
Yes.
Because he's a Spitz.
You're right. So he, for people who maybe don't know what that looks like, he kind of looks like a fox. He's a medium-sized dog. He's not very big.
And if he lost 5 pounds, he'd be very, I guess, foxish looking. But he's got a, he's a fine dog and is a friendly dog.
Yes.
And he's laying down right now.
Yes. some very generous person came into Haven Humane and sponsored him. His adoption fee is only $20.
Okay, $20 to get a great dog here.
Right.
So,
and that's another thing I wanted to bring up and talk about today, because a lot of people I have been made aware recently are not aware of our sponsorship program. So if you're going through the kennels and you find someone you really love, but, you know, they don't work for your home or they don't work for you, or maybe you can't even adopt a dog at this time, sponsoring an animal is just, it's a great program that we have because it's going to lower the adoption cost for someone else coming in who might fit in with his family.
And how much is it to
do
that?
You can sponsor any amount.
Okay.
Towards the dog's adoption fee. You can do multiple animals. Some people take, you know, $100 and throw them across three dogs just to make sure that everybody gets a little chunk out of their adoption fee taken off. So,
sure.
Yeah. It's a really great program that we do. And we do have a lot of people that come in and they come in just to sponsor, which is great, but we always, obviously, always need more. So,
of course. Now, you've also got something else going on. I thought I just saw about dental. Have you seen that one yet?
I don't believe so. I think that's something going on at the clinic. I haven't seen that announced.
And
yet,
I just saw the first line of it. And but there's something else going down there. It looks like it's good. It's another good deal down at Haven Humane for the
dental, and you can always check our website
for
when we announce things that we do have, you know, specials running a lot.
It could
and
be
then,
that they put it out because it's going to start.
Yeah.
You know, in a week or so. Okay, Amy, how do we get a hold of you?
You can call the shelter 241-1653. Come by the shelter, 7449 Eastside Road in Anderson. If you're familiar with where Wind River is, if you're coming from Redding, it's after it. If you're coming from Anderson, it's right before it. So
there you go. And you can see it there, and it's got three buildings. And just stop in and come see Amy.
Yep, come find us at the Morgan Adoption Center in Building C.
Thanks a lot, hon.
All right, you guys have a great weekend.
Good luck, and let's keep our record going here.
All right, let's do it.
All right. Okay, Jared, now, have you seen the river this high ever?
I haven't really been paying attention, but I do live near Churn Creek, and when it was really stormy, it looked
I saw a photo of the Yuba River. It looked like something out of a movie. You know, because of the amount of water that was coming down and was hitting this bridge. In fact, you know, it said Yuba River, and I'm looking at it, and I thought, I hope I'm not being faked news. You know, it was on Facebook or something. And I said, I hope I'm not being fake newsed here because, wow, look at the water that's coming down the Yuba River. And then I'm looking at, last night we were over at a friend's house, Kelly and Norm's with Lou and Kathleen. It's Kathleen's birthday, and Linda and I were there. And we noticed that the river was dark when we got there, but you could see the river was really running fast. Yeah, that's it. That's the photo of the. Is that the Yuba River? It says
yes.
And the Yuba River is in the photo of it is going underneath the bridge. And frankly, I'm not sure I'd go on that bridge. Would you? I mean,
probably not.
I mean, it looks that ferocious as it's come down. Anyway, so they have this dog called Recon. And this dog it's been trained by Donald Armstrong. And this dog it's a great dog. But you don't want to lay a hand on the family. No. You don't want to come crashing into the house. You don't want to molest Kelly on a walk because the dog will take you down. And the dog is getting its exercise. It's jumping into the water with, you know, the river going by like that. It jumps into the water and just swims around. Comes back out, jumps back into the water, swims some more. You know, this is the kind of water that would take you and me down to Red Bluff before we could get out. All right. So the dog's doing this for exercise. Anyway, happy birthday to Kathleen. It was a great time last night. Okay. We got to take a break here, but I'm going to talk about our friends over at Sleep Number. When you talk about Sleep Number, you talk about you've signed up for a life of great sleep, you know, sleep, diet, exercise. It doesn't get any better than a Sleep Number bed. It just doesn't. And they've got new beds coming out that it warms your feet and it adjusts during the night as you sleep. All of this. And but Sleep Number itself, my Sleep Number setting is 60, and I haven't changed it for a while. But sometimes after, you know, if you work out and these that, you know, sometimes you want to drop it down to maybe a 50 or 40. You kind of let it kind of like encompass you. Like Linda last night said, she felt like if she was in her little doughboy, it just kind of wraps her up. All of us at Sleep Number. And right now, at Sleep Number is the best time to buy a mattress because right now you can get a queen. Sleep Number queen mattress at below $700. That's right, $699.99. And then get the lowest prices of the season. You can save $600 on the Sleep Number i8 bed. It doesn't get any better than that. Head on down to the Target Shopping Center. Go see Brian Janice. Go see any of them in there because they are all experts and all professionals. But this is Sleep Number. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, this is Jana, General Manager of the Historic Cascade Theater, inviting you to celebrate with us the perfect Valentine's event for you and your sweetheart. We are proud to present the silver screen classic Gone with the Wind, Sunday, February 12th. It's more than just a movie. It's a party. Come join us for live music, dancing, themed drinks, and a few surprises. Then enjoy the ultimate date night classic featuring three of Hollywood's greatest stars, winner of 8 Academy Awards, including Best Picture. Don't miss this rare opportunity to see Gone with the Wind on the big screen at the Cascade Theater. It's the perfect date night for your Valentine's weekend. Tickets are just $15 and can be purchased by calling the box office at 243-8877 or online at cascadetheater.org. Don't miss it. Gone with the Wind, Sunday, February 12th at the Cascade Theater. Party starts at 2 p.m., film starts at 3 p.m. Hope to see you there.
Did you know all PG&E residential customers will be switched to time-of-use billing by 2019? That means you could pay three times more for your power during the day. Solar power from Advanced Power Reading is the solution. And with our new lithium battery pack, you can take advantage of the new rates by using your stored energy during the peak hours and recharge at night when rates are low. Visit our showroom at 843 North Market Street and see the new battery technology at work. And our new battery can be added to your existing solar system. Advanced Power Reading is offering zero down with up to 25-year financing. Give us a call today at 226-0701 and let us show you the way to produce your own power. Remember these three things. Don't let anyone talk you into a lease. Use a local solar contractor. Get at least three bids. And call the experts at Advanced Power Reading, 226-0701, or stop by our office at 843 North Market Street, Reading. 226-0701, 843 North Market Street, Reading.
On Saturday, January 21st at 10 a.m., Orchard Nutrition Center, in conjunction with Reading Holistic Health Specialists, presents the first in a series of free seminars at the Orchard Nutrition Center event room, as well as via live webcast on Facebook and live stream. This month's topic is stress and digestive health. Local area health and nutrition experts Dr. June Stevens, certified nutritional consultant Dominic Danino, and holistic health specialist Sherry Davis will show you the true impact chronic stress plays on your overall digestive health, as well as natural therapies you can implement in your daily lives through nutrition and lifestyle as a way to improve the overall quality of health of you and your family. You can watch online from your computer, tablet, or smartphone and post questions to the speakers in the interactive chat room. Limited reserve facility seating is available. For more information, visit Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook or their website at orchardnutrition.com.
Yeah, we're not going to take it anymore. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBott. Linda's on the phone this morning with Donald Trump, helping him with his media questions. She says, "Oh, just keep it up. Just keep it up. Keep the attack. Don't let them just, you know, attack you without striking back. Don't let them try to put you in a corner. Just keep going for it." And I thought the Don was pretty bright calling her this morning. 19 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock or 7 o'clock, and I'm already finished. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. Home Helpers and Sharon Clark. If you're looking for the perfect person to bring you in-home health care, it's Sharon Clark. She started this business herself 10 years ago, over 10 years ago, has been business of the year, business person of the year here in Reading, and she has a superb operation going on. Whether it's a short-term in-home care, say from a surgery or an accident, or long-term in-home health care, like, you know, for people that are older that need long-term in-home health care, it's Sharon Clark and Home Helpers. Personally selected all the people that work for her. They're all trained, background checked, insured, everything you could possibly imagine. Home Helpers. Give her a call at 226-8350 or just look up Home Helpers in Reading. Okay. The drought is officially over, according to the Record Searchlight. That's nice to know, I guess, because we've had several billion gallons of water dropping on us that all the reservoirs are full. It's too bad we couldn't have pushed that water down like to the Sykes Reservoir and kept it instead of it just going straight for the ocean. Obama, President Obama, expands the Cascade Siskiyou National Forest from 87,000 acres to 135,000 acres. Good job, huh? No. The environmentalists are really liking this. But people like the Siskiyou County Board of Supervisors say there's another grab of property without listening to the people that live on it. You're listening to environmentalists that have nothing to do with this property or with this acreage. LaMalfa is going to try and work with Trump to have that rescinded. The cattlemen out of Oregon think it's a bad idea. I mean, there's a lot of people that don't like this idea because every time you take another 85,000 or a million, and he's done millions before, you take it off limits to a lot of people. A lot of times people can't get back there to see it where they used to before. You know, they will outlaw any type of engine-driven vehicles, whether they be snowmobiles or bikes or ATVs. They try to, and they'll close some trails down or roads down because they don't want to maintain them, so you can't drive back where you used to go see the country or camp. So I think that this has to be used really judiciously. And Obama has just been, he's just been just ripping on this since he's been president. Of course, the first one to do it was Teddy Roosevelt, Jared. Yeah, I think he used his powers there for the Antiquities Act to put Yellowstone. And he made Yellowstone a national park. Have you ever been to Yellowstone?
I've not been to any of the national parks, really, I don't think.
Have you been to Yosemite?
No.
How about Lassen?
Okay, I've been to Lassen.
Well, they're good. See, there's a good start. That's really, it's cool. That's cool. So, do you leave Redding?
Not, like, very often, I suppose, from time to time.
You know, Jared, you're a great guy. I mean, you just like it here? And just you've got your life, right?
Yeah.
And you're happy with it.
No, don't get me wrong. Given the opportunity, I would definitely travel around. But
yeah. But you're kind of,
a homebody.
Homebody?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. The officially July 1st. July 1st. Sees 9 firefighters and 4 police officers, physicians defunded right here in Reading. That the eBay shopper says, the paper is making a big deal about Reading finances and laying off police and fire. So, well, I think it is kind of a big thing. Now, the firefighters are going to be just laid off. They're all new firefighters. The 4 police police positions, oh, this is the one that went to that home, went to the neighborhood policing group, will not be fired. They're going to go to 4 other positions, and then 4 positions will be left unfunded. When they ask about this, Brent Weaver says, well, you know what? We don't have that $1.5 million that it takes. And Julie Winter, the newest city council member, when she was asked, and we're going to try to get Judy on here in a while, as we're going to try and get, really want to get Kurt Starman on next week, talk about finances and all these. She said the problem is that the unfunded liabilities, and CalPERS is taking a bigger chunk, will be taking a bigger chunk. Well, now, am I wrong, but did I understand? Gary Cadd was talking about this for the last 3-4 years, is that it's going to take more and more and more money for the city to have to pay into CalPERS, which means it's not going to have money for other things. So they're getting ready to do the 2-year budget here in Reading. And it's going to be interesting to see where the city council's priorities are. Are the priorities in public safety? Or are the priorities in something else? Infrastructure, we already heard we could use another $4 million a year on infrastructure just to try and keep the roads going. And we don't have that. So if we don't have the infrastructure money for the roads, and we don't have the money to hire more policemen or to hire more firemen, because of our, the general fund has only got so many dollars. What are the what are the priorities of our friends down at City Hall? I think that if I was on the city council, I would take a really good look at what the people say. And I think they've all said public safety is their number one priority. That then I would take a look and I would go to every one of my departments and say, tell me how you're going to be able to cut 10% out of your department. 10%. So if you've got a $2 million budget, I want you to take $200,000 out of that and tell me how you're going to do it. And then I just shove it over to the police. Now, the other thing, though, is so we arrest 100 more people a day. So we just released 100 more people a day because the sheriff can't keep up with it. So it goes back to that, too. So then you get to county supervisors and say, okay, county supervisors, you voted against making that new jail bigger. So what's your plan on doing this? I mean, y'all are sitting over there making you're getting paid for this job. So what's an idea? What have you come up with? Can you come up with more money to put people into other places? How about an additional, you know, $800,000 or $500,000 to take inmates that are already in there, that have already been found guilty, and push them into other counties so we have more room? So what's that plan? Well, the sheriff's going to be on next week. We can ask him. County supervisors, maybe we need to get Larry Lees on and ask him about that. Because somebody said yesterday that Lees is sitting on a couple million dollars. It's kind of like one of those Facebook things when somebody in the chat room says it. I don't know what they're, you know, they gave some statistics and where it was found and all that. But this is the kind of thing, if it's true, that then you need to find out where that money is or if there is even money. There are people that are saying, well, you know what, we wouldn't have this problem if we weren't paying the police so much. Well, we are paying our police well. But that's there. You're not going to change that. I mean, you can try and get new police for less money, and that's fine. But the police we have are the ones we're talking about. So that's kind of like a non-starter. So what do we do to get that additional $5 million? So this is the only thing I can think of is that you're really going to tighten it down like you do in your own house. If you're trying to pay off your bills or you're trying to keep your electricity on, then you ask yourself, do I really need to go to the movies this week? Do I need to take this trip? Do I need to do this? Or do I need to keep the electricity on in the house and be able to keep a roof on the house? I think that's what you need to ask yourself. And I don't know if the city council has asked themselves that. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
What shall we do about them?
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media sound bites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
What shall we do about them?
So sad that you're leaving. Takes time to believe it. But after all is said and done, you're gonna be the lonely one. Oh, do you believe in love?
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBott. Good morning, everybody. It is 7:31 in the morning. Do you believe? Do you believe that we can take this country back? I believe we can take this country back. BNT Satellite believes he can take this country back. He can do it at one house at a time with BNT Satellite coverage. That's it. Hey, for every 10 new satellite services that sign up, or people that sign up with BNT Satellite, Doug Tooley, the owner, who is a veteran, will give free satellite service for a year to an active duty military family. Now you're saying, well, what active duty military families are around here? Easy. You got your National Guard right out here. A lot of them are gone all the time. You have recruiters are in here. You have a number of different groups of people that live here that are on active duty. Not only that, but if you sign up for it, you get $100 off your bill. That's right. All this at BNT Satellite right here in Reading. Give them a call at 241-DISH. Don't call the 800 number. Call a local guy who's a veteran who wants to help veterans in this town, or help active duty military in this town and veterans. Okay, let's move on. Okay, now I've got people in here saying, as one of them says, cut back on the overtime and you can save $2 million a year. The problem is that because you don't have enough police, they work overtime. And some of them I see in there are like chiefs. I saw like a captain or something in there, not the chief, but a captain in there that was pulling in a lot of money because of overtime. You've got the same thing with fire. You know, one of the fire captains is making a ton of money because he's working overtime all the time. I'm not sure how that works. The other question is, you know, I think they've got it down to like 80% or maybe 75% of the one times that they run are on for not fires. But, they jump in their trucks and off they go to save somebody's life, as opposed to a response team from, an ambulance. And, talking to Jerry, the fire chief, he said, yeah, we've gotten that down and we're rolling on ones that they can't handle. But it's still, they roll a lot more on those as EMTs as they do on fires. Next. You know, we talk about carrying guns, and you hear from the anti-gun crowds, the more gun control is that, why do people need guns? Oh, my gosh, you have police. Police will protect you. In Arizona, a highway patrolman was called to a scene where he had they said that there were reports of shots fired. Before he got there, there was a wreck in the road, and as he jumped out of his car and he started throwing flares down, to direct traffic around, and the car was upside down, there's people there. Apparently the driver of the car, I'm not sure, but the driver of the car comes out and shoots him a couple of times, then jumps on him, and is beat, and they're fighting, and he's beating his head on the ground, and a motorist stops, and he runs over, and he says, "You need help?" And the policeman said, "Well, yes, I do." And the guy goes back to his car, gets the gun, says, "Stop it," and then he shoots the guy off the highway patrolman. Now, Arizona is a right to carry state. You can carry open carry in Arizona. You see people walking down the street with guns on. And there you're used to it. But he saves the policeman's life. Now, this is the second time I've heard in a couple of weeks where, and last one I think was in Florida, where a policeman had been attacked and was on the ground and a guy was beating him to death. And a gentleman came up with a gun and he told him to stop it. And, get off the cop, and he wouldn't do it. And so the guy just shot him, killed him, saving the policeman's life. And you wonder, with all the attacks that are going on police, and already in January, we've already had two police killed, and one ambushed and killed, and the other one, while seeking the murderer of the policewoman, was killed in a wreck. So I don't know, he wasn't killed by another person. But it appears that this highway patrolman in Arizona was ambushed, you know, with this wreck, and the guy waited for him instead of leaving so he could shoot the policeman. I don't know what's going on in the police and, you know, with these, you know, these individual attacks on police, or why police are such a target, where they went up, the assassinations of police went up 67% last year. You think about that. You think about that. Why is that going on? And what will change if Trump is president? Will anything change? Will it become worse? I was listening to a segment on Waters World, who is usually hilarious, and he's talking to these younger African-American ladies. And he says, is there anything that you wish Obama had done before he left? And the young lady says, yeah, I wish that he had made race relations better. She says, it was never really addressed. And he could have done a lot. And I thought that was an interesting comment. And Waters says, well, you know, a lot of times, you know, whites won't talk to African Americans about it because they don't want to be perceived as racist. And the girl looks at it and she says, that's so silly. And it was funny, the whole segment there, because that's what they wanted, was a better, you know, that she think he could have done better in kind of healing the racial divide there, or at least trying to close it. I don't know. It seems like, you know, some people will say it's a lot worse than it was when he came in. Now, is it because he was the first black president and some people just never could handle that? Was it that, Jared? Do you think it's got to be? Part of it was racially motivated, I think, with President Obama. I'm not saying for the, you know, middle of the road or most people, or the vast majority of people. For some people, it was. It was because he was a person of color. They're just not going to like him because of that. It's just like some people aren't going to like me because I was a Marine. It has nothing to do with me. It's just because I was a Marine. They don't say it to my face, but, you know, if they could. Anyway, okay. I have two other things I want to talk about this morning. So I see the things that are going in here, that about emergencies generate a very small percentage of overtime. That they're saying is that we hear the propaganda that cops are the best and the brightest. In the U.S. Navy, a sailor who messes up gets sent to the Master of Arms. The air police, oh, I see what he's saying. Well, you know, I don't agree with you, eBay shopper. When you say that, I don't imagine the best Marines are gate guards. Well, they probably are. They're all trained. They're all MPs. And they're all trained for this kind of stuff. So, yeah, eBay, I disagree with you. What you're saying is, he's saying that all the, you know, people that screw up end up in the police or the military police. No, that's not true. It may be back when you were in. I don't know when you were in. But, no, that's not the way it is. You want your best and brightest in all your jobs. And I mean, you could just say, well, you want to send an officer so he doesn't hurt anybody. You put him in supply so he's not in the front line. So that's not true. Yeah, you know, you need really great people in all these things. So I disagree. Now, the Chargers, the San Diego Chargers. Okay, I finally got to Jared. The San Diego Chargers are moving to L.A. What do you think about that, Jared?
Not a fan.
Of the Chargers?
Of their move.
Of their move. Why?
I don't know. I used to live in San Diego when I was younger, and that was the first football game I'd ever been to, was a Chargers-Seahawks game.
They've been in there for over five decades.
Yeah. And
over 50 years they've been down there.
I don't really have a good reason other than the fact that I just like the San Diego Chargers.
Well, here's the thing is they want a new stadium, but the cost of the stadium is just extravagant, and they want the city to pay and take out bond issue for the stadium. Where the owner, who is already a multimillionaire, you know, he'll put some money into it, but it's the people of San Diego that are paying for the stadium. And that's been the battle the whole time, is we don't want to pay this much money for a stadium. Well, I need a stadium this big to make money because of the salaries we're paying our passionate young men out there. So it's a kind of thing that this is what, you know, they're like Oakland, you know, the Oakland Raiders. They're talking about moving into Las Vegas because Vegas will build them a stadium there. Well, I think that's – I can't imagine the Oakland Raiders, though they did go down to L.A. for a while. But the Oakland Raiders becoming what, the Las Vegas Raiders?
I guess it kind of makes sense.
Does it? Yeah, I guess it does. But, no, but just moving.
I just mean the name, not the actual
move. Yeah, the actual move on this. You know, I'm not that big into football, but it's, you know, when an owner wants a city to build, you know, to take on a multi-million dollar stadium, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars to build a stadium and put that on their taxes on a bond issue, you know, when, I mean, these owners are not hurting for money. It seems like they could probably get the loan. And then let the city pay a part of it. Maybe let the city guarantee it. Yeah, just a thought. Okay. Talladega College in Florida is a predominantly black college. The president of the university wants their band. I think it's called the Talladega Trumpets. To march in the inauguration parade. You can't imagine the heat this man has taken. He says, this isn't about who's president. This is about the passing of such great power through a civil process. I think it's a great, great event for my students to be involved in this. Well, it's going to cost $78,000 for them to get from Talladega up to D.C. and on buses and spend the time there, and they get back down. Well, they didn't have the money, so they had a GoFundMe site. They had raised $57,000. The president of the university went on the Bill O'Reilly show. And O'Reilly said, you getting a lot of static? He said, oh, yeah. He says, I'm being called a lot of, you know, really horrendous names by other people of color because I want my kids to – I want my students to experience something like this. You know, this is a great event, you know, and it has nothing to do with who's president. It has to do with the system and how politics works and how we exchange power in this country. It's not at the power of a gun, at the point of a gun. And so O'Reilly had him on the show, and in the last 4 days, they have – up that $57,000 to $280,000. Almost, it's over three times the amount that they need to go up there to D.C. on a GoFundMe page after O'Reilly had him on the show. You know, you think about the power that has. But now, so this college is going to go up, and it is predominantly black college, is going to go march in the inauguration parade. When you've got other people who want to not only boycott it, they want to put on special events to take away from it. They want, they're putting out videos, Charlie Sheen of all people, saying how, oh, no, this guy Trump's bad. You know, and we should resist with every way we can, Charlie Sheen. You remember who Charlie Sheen is, right? He's the guy who was on 2 and a Half Men and has been in drugs and rehab and has became HIV positive and has all these things going against him. Even though he's come from a life of plenty, his father, you know, is Martin Sheen. And yet we have people like this president of Talladega College who was a scholar and wants the best for his students. Is taking hits from people like Charlie Sheen. We'll be right back after these messages. We're going to talk about, are you afraid of people because what they've done or what they represent? We'll be right back.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for a collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Don Seck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. We're doing a lot of heater upgrades, so if you think you want to try a new on-demand kerosene water heater or a Toyo heater, give us a call before winter. We can give you a free estimate. Robin down in Corning is very busy with all the truckers, farmers, with the ag season in full swing. Joe in Weaverville got his new awning up and all the lights are working for all the early birds. The Redding plant is selling a lot of ethanol-free 93 and a whole lot of barbecue bottles. And if you need a forklift tank, we got some of those in now. We have a lot of bulk oil in your container or ours, and we're open on Saturday till 3:30 at the Redding plant. Northern Lights Energy, everything from race car fuel, motor oil, red and clear diesel, and gasoline. In South Redding, we have the Muse Card Lot. Corning, Weaverville, and Redding, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
This is Joe McKenna, CEO of CloudWise Academy and your host of the Digital Revolution Show. If you own a business, run a business, or want to start a business, then this show is for you. I'll pull back the green curtain exposing how the internet is impacting your business and give you the rules and tools to take control. If it's related to the internet and matters to business, we'll be talking about it here. Tune in every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. to the Digital Revolution Show on KCNR 1460.
Carl, I'm thinking about a mocha.
And let's go on down then to Tobacco and Brew.
Great. I'd also like to buy some coffee beans for our dinner party next week.
Hey, while you're doing that, I'm going to go next door to their walk-in humidor. Pick up a grab bag of cigars. I always get a great deal there.
Well, then, let's go on down to Tobacco and Brew. That's 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Open 7 days a week from 7:30 a.m. to 7 p.m.
But there was a time back in my prime when I could really lay it down.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot. Good morning, everybody. It is about 13 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock right here at KCNR Free Fire Radio. 45 degrees going up to 57 today with a low of 37 tonight. It looks like it's going to be a nice weekend. So you get things done like going out and fixing chicken coops across the street. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction with Ted Lighty, owner of the business. And this is what he does. This is the business that he has built in the last 6 years. And he teaches students throughout not just Northern California, but now down into Central California. Every one of his instructors is an NRA instructor trained through the NRA system. He offers the most complete CCW training you're ever going to see, plus advanced classes, carbine classes, rifle classes, hunting classes, anything when it has to do when it comes to firearms. Check him out at readingccw.com or give him a call at 530-999-1822. Check out the website and look at all the reviews he's gotten from the thousands, yes, thousands of students he's put through these classes. Now, that song was dedicated, by the way, to our friends Secretary Mattis, that last song, not as good as I once was. Now, this is something that seems to be spreading through the country right now. You know, we used to talk about xenophobia. You heard it during the election. Oh, xenophobia, you know, you're afraid of foreigners, and homophobia, you're afraid of homosexuals and all this. Now, it seems that there's something called, and this is the term they're using, oikophobia. O-I-K-O-P-H-O-B-I-A is on the rise. Irrational fear of your fellow countrymen. And this is based on this, and there's this article this guy writes. It's almost hilarious. I mean, if it wasn't sad, because I can't tell if the guy means it or not. But he's a senior editor for a liberal website. His name's Ned Reisenkopf. And so he wrote that he called a plumber into his house because he had a clogged pipe. And he said the plumber showed up, did the job, and left, but Reisenkopf was left shaken, though, with a functioning drain. He wrote, he was a perfectly nice guy and a consummate professional, but he was also a middle-aged white man with a southern accent who seemed unperturbed by this week's news that Trump had won and all this. This created fear. Well, I had him in my apartment. I couldn't stop thinking about whether he had voted for Trump, whether he knew my last name is Jewish, and how that knowledge might change the interaction we were having inside my own home. When it was over, he reported that he was rattled at the thought that a Trump supporter might have been in his home. I couldn't shake the sense of potential danger. Now, think about this. Is this great? So because somebody may have supported Trump, you have this irrational fear that something could have happened there because he was a Trump supporter. It's called a phobia. And then, you know, we were talking about xenophobia and homophobia and all these other phobias. But what happens when you have a guy with an American regional accent and then you have somebody else who thought the American election had turned out okay? What do you call the irrational fear of an American by an American? This one guy called it okophobia, from the Greek word for home, to describe the fear of one's fellow countrymen. Now, if you look it up in the dictionary, it says a fear of what? Of home surroundings. Is that it, Jared? Because you looked it up.
And it looks like there's a bunch of different usages over the time. But, yeah, it was originally what I saw was a fear of, yeah, home appliances being in your home, things like that.
Well, it's like this is when he coined it, he says there seems to be rather a lot of it among the gentry liberals who make up America's ruling classes. In fact, another piece on reacting to the election by a guy in writing in this week is called the I Love America, It's Americans I Hate. He says, the public is a swarm of hostile morons, I told her. You don't need to make them understand you. You just need to defeat them or wait for them to die. A few of us are talking after a couple of drinks about buying guns. If it comes to a fascist state or civil war, we figure we don't want the red states to be the only ones armed. A vote for Trump, he continues, is kind of like a murder. Now, when President Obama was elected, I don't remember seeing things like this, that a vote for Obama was like a kind of a murder. And that you have people coming into your house that may have supported them. I have friends that voted for Hillary. They come to my house still. I don't think that there's something wrong with them because of that. I think that their processes for, you know, their political parties is, you know, I don't agree with it, but I sure as hell don't think that they're a lesser person because of that. Because we won. No. Do you have to be magnetic? No. Okay. Now, do you think, Jared, I mean, this guy writing that he had this fear because this guy might have voted for Trump to be in the House?
Yeah, that's absurd. I have no words for that one.
Well, this is what we're getting into. This is what you're seeing here. It says that, you know, when you get into something like this, that means I wonder now if my liberal friends look at me like I'm some kind of threat if I'm in their house. I mean, I know people. I mean, people have not changed since the Trump election. People on Facebook have because they're, you know, they have a tendency to write really weird things in there. But the idea that you're afraid because somebody comes to your house and you're a plumber, which means you're kind of, you know, they're, you know, that kind of, it doesn't mean they're not a Democrat or a liberal Democrat, but, you know, they're coming in there, they're doing work in your house, electricians, you know, things. The people that make the country run, you know, the middle class, the guys that are not college degrees, but they make the place work. You know, they're the ones that make sure the food gets to your table and all these things. And then to have that fear. I've never heard of that before. an irrational fear of your fellow American because of the way they voted. Because then you think if that's the way they voted, then they must be ready to kill me. And these other guys saying, I'm going to go out and buy a gun because this is going to become a fascist state. Now, you remember when Obama was elected, they had all these stories about these FEMA camps and all this. And then all these people bought all these guns and ammunition. It was a run on guns and ammo like you couldn't believe for 8 years. And I don't remember anybody going to a FEMA camp. I don't remember anybody coming down with a concerted effort to take my gun away from me or any of the guns I have away from me. I mean, California's doing a better job of that. But I can't figure out why a person could have that fear. I'm sitting here trying to picture this person. I'm thinking of him as a small person, and you get this guy in there, and all he wants to do is talk about the oh my God, how horrible it was, how horrible. Gosh, you know, if he had had an opportunity, oh my God, what are we going to do? I mean, Trump's the president. But he sees this guy that comes in and says, he says, yes, sir, can I help you? What can I do for you? And right there, the guy thinks, uh-oh, accent. Uh-oh, plumber. I may be in danger here. I mean, did he go up and he, like, hide in his room with it locked until the guy, you know, says, hey, I'm finished. And he comes down and he gives him a check. Jared, this is what I'm picturing here. This guy is afraid because he's got a Trump supporter in his house. And you know these Trump supporters at any second are going to turn around, pull a gun out, and shoot you because you are a Jewish liberal. I mean, you've got to be ready for this. We need to, you know, that's why the liberals need to go out and buy guns and fight for the pro-gun side of being able to protect yourself from Trump supporters. It's obvious. Okophobia. Trump supporters should be feared. They've gone out. Have you noticed since this has started how Trump supporters have roamed the streets? White middle-aged men roaming the streets, beating up people, and making them say things like Hillary's a liberal, Hillary's a liberal. Have you noticed how that's been going on in all these cities and in these places that these white crowds of middle-aged people, you know, with, you know, that are coming out with their, you know, I love football and mixed martial arts is great, how they're having these lynching parties and they're hunting down liberals. Have you noticed how that's happened?
Oh, it's rampant.
It's rampant. It's rampant throughout the country right now that the Trump supporters, these white middle-aged men and women, a lot of them are carrying like little tool bags to show that, hey, I'm an electrician, I'm this, you know, I'm, you know, all that stuff. And they've all got like Trump hats on and they're hunting these people down. This is liberals should be afraid. I don't want any liberal friends, this somebody writes. Better to surround myself with sane people. See? That's what I mean. You can have liberal friends. My gosh, RTE, come on. You don't have to agree with them. What if they like to go fish? What if they like fishing? What if they like photography? What if they like art? I mean, can't you have, you know, you've got so much in common with them like that. And no, I don't think I've turned myself into a liberal. Not yet. I'm working on it. Okay, everybody. When I come back after the news, Trish is going to be back in here. And the reason is that Trish did her homework, and she had a whole list of all the cabinet positions and everybody in a cabinet position in Trump's cabinet. And she wanted to talk about it. And I, you know, but we ran out of time yesterday because we had a lot of people calling in and getting into the fight over other things. But when we come back, we're going to come back and we're going to talk about the Secretary of Defense, Treasury, Transportation, all of these people, Secretary of Education, and what you think about it, too. What do you think about these choices? They just announced the Department of Veterans Affairs, too. Dr. David Shulkin, who is current undersecretary, U.S. Trade Representative, and then there's just a number of – now, there's one of them for the small business that – I don't know if that needs to go through the I don't think that one needs to go through Congress, but that's the wife of Vince McMahon, the owner. I guess they're both the owners of the World Wrestling Entertainment Empire. Okay. The last thing here before we go is the – besides the besides the football playoffs in our last 30 seconds here, I'm thinking that, you know, you're seeing the Green Bay Packers and the Dallas Cowboys. Now, if I'm going to watch football, it's two teams. If I watch, Oakland Raiders, Green Bay Packers. The Green Bay Packers against the Dallas Cowboys. Aaron Rodgers said he's going to run the table. That was like 7 games ago, and they've won all 7 games. So that means he's going to beat Dallas this weekend. And then they're going to go on, I guess, and they'll end up playing the winners of the next games. But Dallas in the Super Bowl. Dallas, or not Dallas, but Green Bay is going to be in the Super Bowl this year. And I will, I can take bets on that one offline. We'll be right back.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Case. Now, Senator Joe Manchin says Comey did discuss with members of the Intelligence Committee on Thursday the Justice Department Inspector General's decision to look into the FBI's handling of the investigation.
I think Director Comey was very forthright and direct. I don't think anyone in that think that this is a person with malice at all. Okay? And I think he handled himself very well in the direct answers. And there's other senators in there that got very specific on the questions they were asked.
The wide-ranging investigation will focus in part on Comey's decision to announce the findings of the FBI's probe and on 2 letters he sent to Congress in the days before the election. U.S. wholesale prices rose 0.3% in December, led higher by more expensive gas, food, and cars.
The Labor Department says the producer price index increased 1.6% last year. That's the biggest 12-month gain since September 2014. Still, it is low historically and suggests inflation is largely in check. December's gain was led by a big climb in wholesale gas prices, which rose 7.8%.
Jeremy House reporting the Fed Reserve has begun to slowly raise interest rates as the economy heals and is keeping a close eye on inflation. Winter weather warnings for ice, snow, and rain throughout the weekend for the southern plains, and that ice storm is already causing trouble for St. Louis Air passengers. Lambert Airport reporting dozens of incoming and outbound flights canceled. Freezing rain making its way into the St. Louis area. That ice storm warning also applies for northwestern Oklahoma, Kansas, parts of Illinois, and Texas. For more analysis, see townhall.com.
You know, I'm not a genius about money. I love my credit cards, and they love me. I was using them as a source of income, and then I got behind in my payments, and creditors were calling. I heard about Trinity, so I called and talked to a counselor. Now I've got one easy monthly payment, a lower interest rate, and I'm getting out of debt.
If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
Ransomware is software that can infiltrate your business through email, enabling cyber criminals to hijack sensitive information as ransom for your own data's release. Leveraging Barracuda email security with advanced threat detection can stop a ransomware attack in its tracks. As an added measure, Barracuda Backup allows you to recover your data without having to surrender to extortion. Crime doesn't pay when you protect your business data with Barracuda. Go to Barracuda.com/ransomware to learn more.
2 former Microsoft workers suing the company, saying their jobs made them sick.
Henry Soto and Greg Blauert say their job reviewing and removing disturbing images, abuse, child pornography, and other graphic material flagged for removal caused them post-traumatic stress disorder. The pair claim the technology company was negligent and violated prohibitions of discrimination based on disabilities. They say they were not given proper mental health support to cope with the impact of reviewing the material that they called traumatic. They're seeking compensation for their health problems and lost wages, and a court order for Microsoft to impose tighter safeguards for employees. Ron DeRockster reporting.
The EPA moving to preserve strict fuel economy standards put in place by the Obama administration, pollution reduction targets for the years 2022 to 2025 that were put in place in 2012 will remain. That means the fleet of new cars will have to average 51.4 miles per gallon by 2025. This is Town Hall News. The U.S. has filed a trade complaint against China. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
The Obama administration filed the complaint with the World Trade Organization against China for allegedly dumping aluminum on the global market at artificially low prices. White House spokesman Josh Earnest.
It's a demonstration of our commitment to hold China to its trade obligations.
In a statement, President Obama says China gives its aluminum industry an unfair advantage. Greg Cluxton, the White House.
A new analysis finds that millennials are less well off financially than their baby boomer parents. The advocacy group Young Invincibles looked at Federal Reserve data and found that with a median household income of $40,581, millennials earn 20% less than boomers did at the same stage of life, and that's despite being better educated. More analysis on this story and much more at townhall.com. I'm Val Dior.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio with KC... Okay, it's Friday. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And yes, you're not hearing things. It is Trish. She's back.
Friday.
Yeah, Jared, what's it look like for our weather here, buddy?
All right. It's still currently 45 degrees here downtown. Today, it's going to be mostly sunny and clear with a high of 57 and a low of 37. On Saturday, it's going to be mostly sunny during the day, mostly cloudy at night with a high of 59 and a low of 38. On Sunday, it's going to be mostly sunny during the day, mostly clear at night with a high of 60 and a low of 38. And on Monday, it's going to be mostly sunny during the day, mostly cloudy at night with a high of 61 and a low of 38.
There you go. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business in Anderson. And they give discounts to seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Four Winds Jewelry at 2225 Hilltop Drive right here in Reading. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. They are, when I say full service, they've got their own trained watch repairmen. They can design and build jewelry. They can get the jewelry you want. They've got a super selection down there. And they are fair prices and extremely honest people. Four Winds Jewelry. Okay, now Trish was with us yesterday. We had everybody calling in. Everybody was fired up. But before we get to Trish, we're going to go to Susan Eastman with our Wells Fargo update.
Good morning, Trish
morning,
and Carl.
Susan.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Susan.
Well, major averages are positive this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 4 points at 19,896. The S&P 500 is positive 6 points at 2,277. And the NASDAQ Composite advancing 26 points at 5,574. Active stocks this morning, Bank of America up 20 cents, trading at 23.12. Fiat Chrysler down a quarter at $9.70 a share. J.P. Morgan up 90 cents at $87.13. For local stocks of interest, UPS up 36 cents at $114.27. FedEx up 66 cents, trading at $188.04. Trico Bank shares up a dollar at $34.75. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced yield 2.42%. And over two commodities, gold is down 60 cents an ounce at 1201, silver off 11 cents at 1676 per ounce, and crude oil down 51 cents, trading at $53 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan, thank you so much. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, too.
You bet. Hey, she's the first vice president of investments at Wells Fargo Advisors over at 2705 Park Marina Drive. I should have asked her. Because they're down there close to the river.
Not yet.
Are they still there?
Yeah, they haven't. They haven't flooded out yet.
Well, they evacuated a lot of
the trailer park.
The trailer park.
Yeah,
okay, great.
Yeah.
Okay, now, hey, if you're looking for somebody to give you a hand with your investments, or take a look at the investments you have, or a new eye perhaps on what you're doing, go to Susan Eastman. She knows what she's talking about. She's been very successful in this for a long time. Again, give her a call, 243-7561. Okay. Now, sweetie,
yes.
You came back 2 days in a row because as you were leaving, you know, as we were talking yesterday, you said, wait a minute, I did not get a chance to talk about all these cabinet positions. And I thought, this is a good time to do it. It was today, Friday. You know, yeah. Next week, we're going to try and get in all the Board of Supervisors guys and the, you know, I'm trying to get Kurt Starman in and Larry Lees, maybe at the same time. I know your eyebrow just went up. And
actually, it's better. I think it's better if you get them separately because they just cover each other's bottoms.
I know.
When you get them at the same room at the same time,
it's like a boy fest. Okay. Now, what is Mattis was on?
Well, let me give you a framework a little bit because here's the important thing of this.
All right.
You know, President Obama has operated for 8 years, not really using most of the secretary positions. He has been, with his czars, kind of usurped the authority and the power that generally go to all of the positions that are in this. I mean, besides the attorney general and secretary of state, who have you heard about in the last 8 years in any of these positions? Not much.
Well, yeah. You got the VA, of course, because they kept firing them. And then you had the I think what the people you hear the most of were the agencies like the EPA. That's not a cabinet position.
And that's my point.
Yeah.
That's exactly my point. These
are
people that he appointed that he could control that the Senate had nothing to do about. And even when those positions didn't work so well, he had his independent czars. I've forgotten how many that he appointed.
I know. There was a lot of them.
And they went through and made rule after rule after rule. If you check the Federal Registry on a regular basis, the amount of new laws that came out every day that impacted all of our businesses and everybody across the United States that Congress never saw, never touched, never had any knowledge of or any authority over. That's just absolutely wrong. I think that everybody was really looking now at Trump's positions, and he has gone out of his way, if you've watched the process, and why I became fascinated with it, is the amount of people that he vetted for each one of these positions. And not once or twice or three times, but he's been doing this for months. He must have talked to thousands of people.
Well, they said for the VA, he talked to 100 people.
Well, there.
And he said some good, some not so good.
Yeah.
For that position.
Exactly. And if you go, and
then he ends up picking somebody that's from within, which is kind of really, you know, that would have concerned me, except.
I asked you about that yesterday.
Yeah, and we talked about that.
Because I was concerned about
that. The veterans organizations are saying, this is a good choice. We wish he would have been a veteran. However, this is a good choice because he's taking care of the health side, and he can step up and keep things that are going right, keep moving them.
So by and large, as each one of these appointments or his picks have come out, I've done just a little cursory research and kind of taken a look at, Wikipedia, what do they say about him, then go to several other organizations that I happen to value their opinion, like the Heritage Foundation, Hillsdale College, and some of those places. What are they saying about this pick? There could conservative think tank kind of mindsets.
For the VA guy?
For any of them.
For any of
them. Every one of them.
Yeah.
And by and large, you know, there's just not – of the rational thinking human beings in the United States, and we'll just leave out the liberal side and the press of this.
The ones that have Oli
all of that.
Olophobia? Okaphobia.
Whatever.
It's almost like oink. It's oikophobia.
Yeah, well, I'm not thinking about them because they've objected to everybody. I mean, he could nominate the Blessed Virgin herself, and they'd have a problem with that because they just couldn't get there. I mean, so he just doesn't. He doesn't do anything that the liberal side is going to accept or appreciate.
They're still trying to figure out what to do.
Yeah, they don't know what to do.
They're coming up with these 12-page dossiers that the intel community, you know, it goes to the intel community, but the intel community is saying there's no proof of this, and there's
they don't release it until McCain releases it.
I know. McCain gives it to the FBI, and
Wouldn't you love to see McCain get that angry at any Democrat? Or try to sabotage any Democrat as he goes after the Republican?
I know.
Anyway, so on to the I've just been fascinated by these choices
and the great length
he's gone to make them.
The first one you have here, Department of Defense, which is really important.
It is.
It's James Mattis, retired Marine Corps general, 4 stars, a man who is colorful, but a true leader. And here's the thing I like about Mattis. is, oh, first of all, the they had to vote to see if, you know, they had to suspend that law specifically for him. That
yes.
says you can't serve, you've got to wait like 7
you've
years.
You have seven to wait or, a certain amount of times years. After you
and
retire.
I understand that. I understand
yeah.
that. And
but they have had exceptions before.
They have. And so they made an exception. 81 ayes voted on this to put Mattis in, you know, saying that he could be appointed as Department of Defense. Now, Mattis is the thing I like about it, and I think I said it yesterday. He brings back that ethos of war.
Yes.
He's the warrior. Yes. He's going to get rid of all these social programs, all these little experiments and all this and say, you know what, look at us. We have the smallest Navy. Our people are not trained. Our equipment is just ruined from all these years of war and not replacing it. We need to move forward on this. We need to, you know, they're talking about building up the Marine Corps for up to 12 more battalions to be able to
restoring our protection in this country.
Ability to protect ourselves.
Absolutely.
Okay. Now, Munchkin.
Department of Treasury.
Yeah. What about him?
Well,
he's a movie producer.
Well, and a former hedge fund investor.
Yeah. So, yeah.
But he knows money. He knows how it works. He knows how the system works, what's good, what's bad. I think it's a great choice for Department of Treasury.
Okay. Let's skip down here to Department of Health and Human Services. Tom Price, who is a Georgia congressman and a physician.
And I don't know a
lot
about
him. I know
him.
About
Good.
Tom
okay.
Price. Tom Price has led the attack on doing away with Obamacare. He is the one that says Obamacare is totally wrong, that it doesn't work. It's going to bankrupt the country.
I do remember that now.
And Tom Price, I mean, you couldn't have picked. In fact, there are certain people in here. You have to think that Trump must have had a sense of humor. Now, we've got to take a break, though, right now. And this portion of the show is brought to you by, speaking of something great, Alliance Heating and Air. They are the HVAC people you need to go to. If you've got a heating problem right now, you call Alliance Heating and Air at 221-2642. They're going to fix it. They're going to treat you like family. They do an outstanding job. They'll provide warranties and guarantees for the work they do. They do all makes and models of all the HVAC systems. You need to check out their website at homecomfort.org and just see all the things they can do. It's a veteran-owned business, and we do our business with Alliance Heating and Air. I have never, ever, ever had a problem, and their service is just outstanding. I'll be right back with Trish Clark right after these messages. It's 18 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 13th, January the 13th. Friday the 13th.
Absolutely. Lucky day.
Lucky day. All right. We'll be right back.
Did you know all PG&E residential customers will be switched to time-of-use billing by 2019? That means you could pay three times more for your power during the day. Solar power from Advanced Power Reading is the solution. And with our new lithium battery pack, you can take advantage of the new rates by using your stored energy during the peak hours and recharge at night when rates are low. Visit our showroom at 843 North Market Street and see the new battery technology at work. And our new battery can be added to your existing solar system. Advanced Power Reading is offering zero down with up to 25-year financing. Give us a call today at 226-0701 and let us show you the way to produce your own power. Remember these three things. Don't let anyone talk you into a lease. Use a local solar contractor. Get at least three bids. And call the experts at Advanced Power Reading, 226-0701, or stop by our office at 843 North Market Street, Reading. 226-0701, 843 North Market Street, Reading.
Must be Budget Blinds, because only Budget Blinds brings a showroom of great window fashions to your door. Hi, Julie.
Hi, Janet. Love the new designs.
Colors and patterns you can't find anywhere else. Brought right to your door. Exclusive product lines for every budget, including Roman shades, rugs, pillows, and so much more, to transform any room from ordinary to extraordinary. Plus, we do all the measuring and installation for you. No more running from store to store or taking your chances online.
Budget Blinds is a home convenience concept. Whenever you call Budget Blinds, you're always going to get a live person on the phone. We'll come out. We'll bring all sorts of different samples. We'll listen to your need. Being a franchise owner of Budget Blinds, a big part would be our warranties. Our warranties are unbeatable. With no questions asked, no matter what happens to your window coverings, you're covered in.
So when you hear, think Budget Blinds.
If you're in need of custom window coverings, give Budget Blinds a call today. 226-9027 or visit us on the web at budgetblinds.com.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
No way, and I would do anything for love. Oh, I would do anything for love. I would do anything for love. But I won't do that.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 at 21 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on Friday
like
the
13th. That song.
You know, when I hear that, I'm thinking, well, I'll do anything, but I won't do that. What is that?
I don't
what
know.
What was that? You got to listen to the whole song
the
and find
breaker,
out.
The deal breaker, I guess. Yeah.
Well, he had to say, he had to tell her he loved her or something. You can't do that.
Yeah.
Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by a deal breaker. That's what it was. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. A great place to go to. It's open 7 days a week. And the has, of course, Espresso Joe's with coffee and all the coffee beans and equipment you could possibly want to make coffee. Food, brews, everything at Espresso Joe's. And walk next door, it's got the Tobacco Emporium of Northern California with a walk-in humidor. That's just perfect. Got it all. All of that there at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Opens at 7:30 in the morning. Now, before we go back to this,
yeah.
Mike Johnson, who is a friend of ours, who helped put our station together, is an engineer, was a radio engineer, worked on the towers. When we had that terrible, if you remember last year, we had that lightning strike. It just burned us. Fried a lot of our stuff. We were off the air for several for hours and hours.
Yeah.
And Mike Johnson is the guy that went down and fixed it. The thing that made it kind of extraordinary is that 5 years ago, Mike was diagnosed with terminal cancer and said, just go home. They told him, essentially, just go home and die.
Stage four, end of it.
And stage four, moving into five, you know, it's spread into your bones. He didn't give up because this is the kind of guy Mike is. He wanted to see his daughter graduate from high school. And he went into a health regimen of running and eating the right foods. He's drinking the right water and all of this. And he lived for another 5 years. And I just saw him a couple months ago. And I shook his hand. It was a very firm handshake. I said, how you doing? He goes, because we'd had lunch with he and his daughter, Linda, and I had just, you know, a few months before that. And he is such a splendid person. And it is so sad, but he passed away last night. And I just he's one of those people that's just – when you think of him, you think of courage and spirit. I mean, he lost a lot of things because of his illness, you know, lost a home. And, I mean, it's just that he went through a lot. But he also meant a lot to a lot of people, and he raised a beautiful daughter.
And we send our thoughts and prayers out to his daughter and his family.
Absolutely. Yeah. So anyway. Okay, moving on. When we're talking about these people that are going to be running our country, like I said, I think that Trump actually had kind of maybe a little sense of humor on some of these.
Well, and you know, everybody, they're going to complain. If he picks somebody that already has been in somebody else's administration, then he's just going along with the bureaucracy. If he pulls somebody from completely outside that has never been around government, well, how in the world are they going to fit in? Because they don't know anything about it. And he's done a mix of some of the people from the Bush administration. He's picked some of the people that were active way back, some from the Reagan.
Mm-hmm.
There's some from
Congress.
Some that were in the Clinton administration. retired. I've forgotten which one was that had served under in the Clinton administration in one of them. Maybe it was this one he was looking at. But it's all over the place of where they've served, and they've, some of them have had state appointments. Some have just private sector appointments. A lot of military, several retired military people in key positions, which I think is excellent because there's a discipline there that you're just not going to get anyplace else. And the ability to get things done. One of the ones I like the best is the Secretary of Labor, Elaine Chao. I got in trouble on your radio show about that because I referred to her as a Chinese lady, and I was trying to point out that the diversity of the choices that he someone called in and said I couldn't call her Chinese. That was,
you should
that
call
was
her
racist.
Asian.
Well, she isn't. She's Chinese.
Well,
her heritage is Chinese.
Why is that racist?
Why is that racist? That's my point. I was trying to point out that he picked women.
Oh, so they're calling right now. Oh, they're probably going after you again.
It may be.
Okay. Now, the one I really think is funny, not funny, but I think is interesting, is this. Rick Perry.
Yes.
Who was the governor of Texas, is taking over the Department of Energy. Now, this is one of the departments that Perry wanted to do away with if he was elected president.
When he could remember which one it was.
He wasn't sure which one it was. That's right.
But
here's the guy that knows energy.
There you can't get a better choice. Okay,
but that other guy that was put in charge of the EPA. The EPA was funny because this is the guy who is the attorney general of Oklahoma, who has sued the EPA like 12 times and won a bunch of them because, you know, he said the EPA overreaches. So who does Trump appoint to sit on them?
What better to get in there and get a handle on it, because he certainly has complained about all the things they're doing wrong. Probably knows how to correct it.
So now fix it then. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's go to the phones. Coach Bob.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Good
the 13th,
morning, Coach.
Buddy.
Life is good. I get to play music this afternoon, so life is always good when I get to do that. Entertain the seniors.
Perfect.
I read something on Facebook the other day, one of those continual whiny things from some of my very whiny friends about Trump should be put in jail for appointing his son-in-law to a position because there are laws against that, according to the Post. One, my question for you is, either of you, both of you, well, what do you know about that?
Well, there isn't an issue because he is a son-in-law. He's not being paid, and it's not an appointment position that has to go through Congress. He's an advisor.
Well, I think the law that was written, I looked it up, written in 1967, has to do with any family member. But you're right, though. The law does exclude anyone who doesn't take payment.
There you go.
And, well, the other thing, too, about it was this was after Kennedy had appointed his brother as attorney general. So they came back, you know, like seven years later and made that a law. But I think that Trump is, you know, Trump's like a step ahead of a lot of these people. Because several steps ahead of most. But what he did was, and he trusts his son-in-law a lot. So when he points him as one of his top advisors, but, you know, he's not taking money. Tillerson's not taking money. Trump, in his press conference, answered the questions of how he's going to separate himself from his business, and it was just silence after that because they didn't know what to say after he said, hey, I'm divesting myself of this. My family and these other businessmen are going to run it. And by the way, any money that Trump Towers, any of my Trump that makes, Trump industry makes here in America
from foreign
countries, I'm going to donate to our country.
Yeah.
So think about that.
Well, and did you read the article just in the Record Searchlight the next day about that? Said he threw out a bit of information but didn't explain anything about how he's going to get rid of the conflict of his business.
Well, you know what? This is the
record.
The Record Searchlight is now the sycophant of course, USA Today.
They all write off
and
the
they made up. Well, they it is. I mean, they you look at the stuff on the front page. It doesn't mean that we don't have some good writers and all that stuff. But you know what? That, you know, the tail is not wagging the dog when it comes to the Record Searchlight and the USA Today. So. Yeah, that's
all right,
good.
You guys,
hey,
well,
by
thank
the way,
you very much. Have a great weekend.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, Coach Bob, I saw a couple of your postings, and they are really funny.
Well, I try to be more humorous than serious as often as possible, because some things I just can't take too awfully seriously.
Did you hear it in the last hour about the okophobia? About
people for you to say.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, no. About people being afraid of other Americans because they may have voted for Trump.
Oh, no.
I'll go back and listen to it. It was really one of my better segments.
Well, maybe people will walk on the other side of the street when they see me coming down the
side. I told them, haven't you?
I think they are. They're fearful of you.
I said, haven't you noticed how all these older, white, middle-aged and seniors, men and women, have been running around different towns beating up liberals in the streets, blocking traffic?
Well, yeah, there's that.
There's that. You know, when you see you take your clarinet out and smack somebody. Yeah. Okay. Thanks, Coach Bob.
Hey, well, take a look at Facebook. I posted this silly thing from a friend of mine, a fellow conservative, about this horse with a squeaky toy, and it'll make you laugh out loud.
The horse with the squeaky toy.
I like to laugh out loud. It's good for your soul.
All right. Thanks a lot, Coach Bob. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Bastiani Arms. With all these new gun laws, who in the hell understands if you're a lawbreaker or not? John Bastiani. Bastiani Arms. He studies these things. He knows. He was telling me last year, I said, I need to do this and this. He goes, you can do this, but you can't do that because they've just made that illegal. And I'm like, oh. So if you want to find out what's going on in the gun world, you go to John Bastiani over at Bastiani Arms at 2539 Larkspur. Not only does he have a great selection of guns and ammo, and he will meet or beat the big store, box store prices. They've got classes in CCW, Hunter Safety. They have it all there at Bastiani Arms. Head on over to 2539 Larkspur. Go on over, talk to him, see the kind of stuff he has. Listen to this man. He's an expert on what the laws are in California for guns. This is where I buy all my guns, Bastiani Arms. We'll be right back after these messages. 8:31 in the morning. It's 45 degrees, going up to 57 today.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, this is Jana, General Manager of the Historic Cascade Theater, inviting you to celebrate with us the perfect Valentine's event for you and your sweetheart. We are proud to present the silver screen classic Gone with the Wind, Sunday, February 12th. It's more than just a movie. It's a party. Come join us for live music, dancing, themed drinks, and a few surprises. Then enjoy the ultimate date night classic featuring three of Hollywood's greatest stars, winner of 8 Academy Awards, including Best Picture. Don't miss this rare opportunity to see Gone with the Wind on the big screen at the Cascade Theater. It's the perfect date night for your Valentine's weekend. Tickets are just $15 and can be purchased by calling the box office at 243-8877 or online at cascadetheater.org. Don't miss it. Gone with the Wind, Sunday, February 12th at the Cascade Theater. Party starts at 2 p.m., film starts at 3 p.m. Hope to see you there.
On Saturday, January 21st at 10 a.m., Orchard Nutrition Center, in conjunction with Reading Holistic Health Specialists, presents the first in a series of free seminars at the Orchard Nutrition Center event room, as well as via live webcast on Facebook and live stream. This month's topic is stress and digestive health.
Local area health and nutrition experts Dr. June Stevens, certified nutritional consultant Dominic Danino, and holistic health specialist Sherry Davis will show you the true impact chronic stress plays on your overall digestive health, as well as natural therapies you can implement in your daily lives through nutrition and lifestyle as a way to improve the overall quality of health of you and your family. You can watch online from your computer, tablet, or smartphone and post questions to the speakers in the interactive chat room. Limited reserve facility seating is available. For more information, visit Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook or their website at orchardnutrition.com.
Good music.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. 26 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here. And this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. That's right. DC Tim and the Man in Black. Now, I'm saying Chris. I think a new guy there is named Chris. Now, why is Chris there? It's because DC just had a knee operation.
Right.
And so he's not in there right now. And I just found out about it when I walked in yesterday. He got my hair cut, and does my head look beautiful?
It does.
It does. It's beautiful.
Quite nice.
Quite nice. And Logan gave me the haircut. But, hey, this is a shout-out to DC because he had a knee operation. He should be out of the hospital today. Maybe yesterday he was getting out, so I'm going to give him a call after the show's over. But I just wanted everybody to know that, they still got three barbers going for it because it's going to be a while before DC comes back. And I hope you're feeling better, buddy. And we should all just, we should all go down and give him a card. Just leave a card there for him.
That'd be cool.
I think that's a good idea for
all
DC.
People get your haircut there, that's a great idea.
Yeah. Just say, just a card we all sign and give to him.
Good.
It's a good idea.
Yeah.
Okay, 25 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock, and I'm sitting here with Trish Clark, of course, and we're going over
the list of people Trump wants
appointed to his cabinet. Now,
I don't think they're going to go through to the great extent that they've gone through with a couple of the positions like Sessions and that.
Tillerson. You know, he's got Republicans that are kind of looking at him askance.
We've got Republicans that are switching votes on us here, too. We got to watch out for that.
Well, the thing about Tillerson is ExxonMobil Corporation Chief Executive Officer.
Yeah.
I know, Judy Maxwell, who has got a Maxwell Insurance here in town, used to work for Exxon years ago and knew this guy.
Uh-huh.
And said that, he was really, up and coming. He started as an engineer there. And Exxon promotes from within.
Uh-huh.
They don't bring people in from other places. So he worked his way up to that position. And the thing about it is people are upset because he's got so many friends or associates or business associates in other countries. Now, Secretary of State, it seems to be if you're doing a lot of business and so you know a lot of people in all these different countries, that might be a good thing.
Would seem to me that it's always easier to deal with people from a position of strength if you know something about them and are familiar with them rather than the public persona that they put on. If he has worked with these people, he has a really good understanding of them, better than just the average person that doesn't. I know your people.
I think that's it. I think the more people you can call into. Plus, you do a lot of business, millions of dollars worth of business in these other countries. It kind of gives you a good idea how they're feeling, and it gives you some background there. And the people he surrounds himself with, Tillerson will have, besides being, of course you got your State Department wonk types. This is what they do. They've been in the State Department for 30 years.
Yes.
You need the other people to come in and think. This is why it's, even at down to a city level, you get people in the bureaucracies who've come up through the city bureaucracies for 30 years and now they're running the city or the department.
And their attitude is they're going to outlast any of the elected people and they'll be there with
you. Well, it is. I'll be here after you're gone.
There you go.
This is the time you bring in some new people and they just bring them in and get some fresh ideas. Now, let me answer a question for Rally Sally. She wants to know how to read his Facebook post. That would be Coach Bob. I would just go to Facebook and look up Coach Bob. Oh, no. Look up I'll find out. I think it's like Goody Band or something like that. Coach Bob, if you're still listening, why don't you come back in and tell us what your you can just write in on the chat room what your page is, because people want to see your page now. That's what you get for advertising.
You're going to have all kinds of friend requests.
That's right. Gary, good morning.
Good morning, everybody, and Trish again. If this interrupts the rhythm of your program, and Trish, we can do it another time. But I was absolutely amazed. Did I hear right that the city of Reading is laying off police officers and fire people?
That's what I talked about in July.
Desperately?
On July 1st. July 1st, because that's when that grant money goes out. Now, the police department is going to be able to absorb those four officers into other positions. But the fire department says they're going to have to lay off those nine.
My God.
I know. Well, that did not – the thing didn't pass. And when we talked about it, it was simply they don't seem to be looking for any other solutions or any other way to solve it. They didn't get the money they asked for from the citizens, and therefore they're just going forward with the layoffs.
Well, being an English teacher, I'm speechless, which is absolutely amazing to me. I don't know. What can you say?
I don't know.
You know, it goes back to priorities, Gary. It goes back to priorities.
It would seem to me you start looking for other...
I didn't put it together early on, and you're right. Gary Cadd has been harping about the upcoming payments to CalPERS and such, and isn't that what Julie Winter finally concluded, that that's taking a bite out of the budget, so therefore they cannot...
Exactly what she said. She said, well, you know what, this CalPERS hasn't been performing like they said, so it's going to take more money. Everything that Gary said, and Gary's been saying
and
it for 5 years.
And they argued with him on a 4-1 vote on everything Gary said, and it's
yeah.
amazing.
No, Gary was right.
Absolutely.
And Kurt, I tell you what, I don't know if you heard the show, but Kurt Starman was in here when I asked him that question, and he said, no, he's right. He was right about the funds, and he was right about the fact that if CalPERS underperforms, we're going to have to pick up the cost on it. And that was 3 years ago, 2 or 3 years ago. I mean, so nothing's changed.
Well, and this is an issue that we were dealing with before I ever retired from the county. This is not new news.
They need to have dealt with it for a long time. But everybody seems to be in denial that this is happening.
They're still operating under the, you know, it used to be that PERS would overdo for a while. Investments would be good, and then it would go bad. There was a period when we had a rate holiday. Several years where the agencies did not have to pay in. At the time, Shasta County was putting a lot of that money aside and not just spending it. They were putting it aside because we knew that eventually they were going to turn it around. We're going to have to start paying again. City of Reading spent all theirs.
It's time for a mayor-driven city council, where we have an elected mayor, and you pay him a salary, him or her, a salary.
And then you hold them accountable.
And you hold them accountable, and he drives what has to be done for the city. Otherwise, we're going to continue to have this problem ad nauseum.
I agree. Well, I'm wondering maybe if the population shouldn't withhold their taxes and put them in an escrow account because the city can't manage their budget. So maybe John Q. Public needs to withhold the money and quit feeding the beast and put the money aside until the city decides and the county decides to run themselves fiscal responsibility.
But the problem with that is that the city and the county don't collect the funds. After Prop 13 and after Prop 172, when they decided that the state is now going to control the property tax, you got property tax and sales tax. Those are the two big funding streams. The state collects the property tax and then redistributes it back to the entities.
That's what I thought. So why not stop it and keep the state out of it? And maybe John Q. Citizen needs to have.
It'd take the whole state to do that.
It would take
the whole state to do that. We, the people,
but maybe John Q. Citizen needs to have some skin in the game instead of just merely complaining.
Well, that's exactly true, but this is the problem with the propositions. We didn't realize we had turned over the property tax authority to the state in Prop 13 until years later when they confiscated it to fund the schools. And the counties turned around and sued them and said, what are you doing? You can't take our property tax. And they came back and the courts said, yes, you can, because you gave them that authority in Prop 13.
So there. And as far as having skin in the game, if you don't like the way the city council is maneuvering or governing, then there's always, you know, you vote them out, or you can have a recall, or you come up with another idea. So I think everybody should have some skin in the game because we're all suffering under this. So thanks, Gary.
Right. All right. Thank you.
Have a nice weekend. Okay. Hey, we got a couple minutes. Let's go back. Stephen Bannon.
Yeah.
This is the one that caused people craziness. I mean, they just went berserk because Bannon was the Breitbart, which is a online kind of news news agency, and of course, it is very conservative.
Controversial.
Yeah, it's controversial. It's very right wing. They're saying it's alt. What do they call it?
Alt-right? I don't know what that means.
Well, alt-right is another word for skinhead.
Yeah.
And they did. Oh, they hated that. But he came in during that campaign and he brought order. The woman who is – what is her name? You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I do. And she isn't on this list.
No. But she is now one of his senior advisors, as she should be.
Yes.
She was
the woman that ran that campaign
She's the first woman that's ever run a presidential campaign.
Excellent.
And look what she did. She won.
You know, the other one that I'm really impressed with, and I didn't think I would be, Reince Priebus.
You know, he stood up.
But I didn't like him when he started heading up the RNC. I didn't like the way he was handling. I was a little disappointed when Trump reached out to him and was going to, you know, really use him a lot. And I am so impressed with the way he has taken over and reacted and done his job. And I think he's going to make a great chief of staff.
Oh, we'll see. I think so far he has. Okay, we're going to take a break. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over there at Dandelion Boutique. You know what? Dandelion Boutique at 1322 Pine Street. I know you go there. And Linda loves this place. Everybody, if you're looking for they can go head to toe, can outfit you head to toe, inside and out. Bags, accessories, everything you could possibly imagine there at Dandelion Boutique. It doesn't get any better than that. You can give them a call at 247-1292 or just stop by at 1322 Pine Street from Brighton to Miss Me. And those are, I think, jeans and clothing line. I should know that. I know it's Miss Me jeans, but I think it's other clothing too. All of this, Dandelion Boutique. We'll be right back. It's 14 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here on Friday the 13th, 2017.
Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. Soon as we could see clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like the 4th of July. Hey, Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list and a statue.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Morality or immorality? Our godless society believes there is no such thing as absolute morality. They believe that no limitations on their behavior or sexual behavior is appropriate and acceptable. What they don't understand is that this behavior will eventually affect their ability to reason, while it slowly decays, pollutes, and corrupts their mind. Romans chapter 1. Only a relationship with Jesus Christ and a commitment to live by God's word will protect you from this moral decay. What are you doing to protect yourself and those you love? If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon. And remember, it's worth the ride.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for a collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Don Seck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster Collision Repair, Redding, California.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Redding Yellow Cab. At Redding Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Redding Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Redding Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Just a small town girl, living in a lonely world.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. My Thursday girl's here on Friday now.
Exactly.
People are going to talk.
I know. Now, I know.
Hey, you know what? You brought that, you left that Raiders coffee cup there.
Yeah.
You don't know how close you came to not ever seeing that again. Because, see, if I hadn't put it right there, you would have probably forgotten.
I would have.
And then a month or two down the line, you would have gone, where's my Raiders cup?
I know.
And then you would have come in one day, and I'm sitting there drinking out of your Raiders cup. And you said, is that my Raiders cup? I was, no.
This is my Raiders cup. Yeah. Well, you know what, Carl? I actually have two of these Raider cups. So I'm just going to give you that as a gift.
Yeah. No.
You can just keep that.
I can keep this Raiders cup?
Yes, you can.
Oh, Trish, let me give you the keys to Jared's car. Let me give you the. By the way, if you're looking for Goody Goodband, you know, for Coach Bob's site, it's Goody Goodband, and he has this horse having fun with a squeaky rubber chicken, and it's this horse that's picked up when you know those squeaky chickens, those rubber chickens.
Yes.
The horse, full size horse, is playing with it and having a great time. So if you want to laugh, you can look at that. Okay, that was what he was talking about. Okay, we're here. Oh, we got Rally Sally. Rally Sally, hello.
Yes, hello, and happy Friday.
Happy Friday. You've got a big thing going tomorrow.
Yes, we do. It's at the Anderson Center. It's a Second Amendment Forum, and it starts at 3 o'clock. We'll have Sam Paredes there from Gun Owners and Mark Baird talking about the solutions to all these gun laws, but that's not why I called.
Okay.
I called because I wanted to weigh in on the conversation you were having before the break where you were talking about city council.
Yeah.
And to let people know that we have Angie Watson at our group meeting on Monday at the Reading Patriots. And she is looking at the possibility of recall, city council recall.
Mm. Well, let me tell you something. Let me tell you about Angie Watson. Angie was on the show. And, you know, I put everybody that's going to be on the show, I put it on Facebook. And I've learned some things from my buddy Joe McKenna on how to expand your Facebook reach. And, you know, how many more views you'll have. Because I went from 19 to 450 in one day. And then it went up to 600. With Angie, I had over 1,450 views when Angie Watson was on my Facebook. When I said Angie Watson was going to be there.
Wow.
Yeah,
so
people are very concerned about what's going on, especially now with the article in the paper today about them laying off firefighters and policemen.
And there's no money coming in. They need $1.5 million. Well, here's
they can give Tim Niemeyer a raise.
Yeah.
That's sticking people's cross.
Oh, you just had to really do that, didn't you, right then? You
know, no, I want to just...
Because I was kind of like, it was still... And it's not Kim... First of all, it's not Kim Niemeyer. It makes no difference who it is. It's the fact they did it.
It was just an example.
An example.
You know, right after the election. They waited until after the election to do it.
And they did that on purpose.
Yeah, of course.
That's what they said. You know, they said, Misty said, I'm going to wait till after the election, you know, because they were going to do it before the election. They said, that's probably not a good idea.
Yeah.
And so they waited till afterwards. And you know, so it just, it's just when you see things like that, it just sticks in your craw. And then and then when you talk to, as we did, and you listen to the show, we had both Kristen and Francie on. They still don't get it, I don't think. I don't believe that they get it, is that people don't trust the city council. I did not say that word. I said this council.
I
know what you thought I said, but I did not say that word.
Well, Sally, I want to remind you that, and everybody else, that it's the Frontier Senior Center in Anderson. We don't have an Anderson Senior Center.
Yes,
Frontier Senior Center in Anderson.
I did not say that word.
And it starts at
3 o'clock. But you know what? Here's the thing is, we as citizens need to get together and we come up with plans. And then we go down in mass to the city council and say, we want you to hire four guards to four security guys to go up and down the trails in Redding system and pay them through their company and keep our trails safe. Have them running up and down the trails during times of darkness, a half hour before light to a half hour after.
You know how many people that would take with the amount of trails there are in the city of Anderson or Redding?
Oh, my goodness. You put them on golf carts, and you have them just constantly out there in there. You know, so people, okay, so what if it takes six of them? Six guys or girls hired from Northern State Security or whoever it is, I'm just coming up with these names, to run those trails would be cheaper than one policeman.
Yeah.
You know it.
Yeah.
Are you still there, Sally? Did you hang up?
Nope, I'm here.
Okay. Anyway.
Just listening. It's an avenue to explore.
Well, you know what? I know which way everybody wants to go here. But we've got to fight this battle right here, right now. And,
absolutely.
You know, this is a tactical battle that's right in front of us. You fight the enemy in front of you. Then you go, then you try to settle what's causing this at the same time with more of a strategic plan.
And if California continues to take away our rights to defend ourselves, then what?
Well, then you go to that strategic value. Or, you know what? Or then here's what you have. You have, and I've already talked to people that just said, well, you know what? I'm not going to do that.
We're going to be lawbreakers.
We're just going to be lawbreakers. And guess what then? Now you have a society where they're making laws that they can't enforce. And then society then starts losing even more respect. You're making these stupid laws. I'm not going to do it. And everybody else is not going to do it. And then your law enforcement officials are not going to enforce them because they're stupid laws. So it's even worse.
Or when California totally disregards rulings of the court and continues to do them anyway.
I think then the ruling authorities in California who does that should be arrested. They should have the U.S. Marshals walk in and arrest them and take them to jail right then.
We need a new state.
Yes,
we need a lot of things. Okay, Sally, have a great weekend.
Thank you.
And tomorrow's going to be a great
day.
It starts at 3 o'clock tomorrow at the Frontier Senior Center in Anderson. All right. Okay.
See you there.
John Kelly, Homeland Security. Good guy.
He is going to be a good guy. And I think the fact that they've pulled in some military people.
There's nothing wrong with that.
It's great because they know what they're talking about. They've been there, done that, and they know how to make it work.
You know, when they say, well, we're going to build a wall on the border. You know, part of it will be a wall. Part of it will be probably chain link fences. Some of it may be a wall. Some of it may just be the barbed wire fence they have, but with sensor systems.
Whatever works in each place.
And people to back it up.
Exactly.
People to back it up. They'll be able to sense people coming in a mile away or 2 miles away, and then as soon as they hit that border, here comes a flying team of Border Patrol that catches them right there.
And that's the other side of it. Part of the problem, even with the parts of the wall that are there, is that there's no enforcement. Under this administration, they have been enforcing the immigration laws, and even if they catch somebody coming in, they don't do anything about it. So the whole enforcement part of that has to come in, and it will under Trump.
Here CC says, I don't know who CC is, but it was Priebus who chose Nikki Haley for the UN ambassador as a payback for her Confederate flag stunt. which was supposed to prepare Haley for being VP candidate to Bush or Rubio. Bolton should have been chosen. Now, Bolton,
I
can tell you why. I tell you why Bolton would have been a problem. This he carries a lot of baggage. And I'm not saying that Bolton, he's a hardcore conservative, and he has a mustache. So right there, Trump does not hire people with mustaches.
Really?
Or beards.
Why is that?
I don't know. I think I read that in a left-wing newspaper.
Oh, God. Okay. Well, that's where we want to get our information, so we're giving nothing
but
facts.
Look at all the people that's in the chat room today.
That's
okay,
great.
You guys,
that's
this
perfect.
Is great. Come back Monday, because we're going to have a great time Monday, too. Now, tomorrow, you want to find out what's going on with the Second Amendment? They're going to have two speakers and then a panel that's there, including the Tehama County Sheriff and then
District Attorney.
District Attorney's Office.
Shasta County Sheriff.
Right. Yeah. Sink will be there. Mark Beard will be there. But gun owners of California.
Two speakers and then a nine-member council.
Gun owners of California, NRA. Everybody's going to be there. Starts at 3 p.m. It's going to go for a couple hours. And you can kind of get a good idea of what's happening with guns and these new gun laws. Because, frankly, you're right. I can't buy this kind of ammo, and I can't go in Oregon and buy it, and sure as hell can't go to Nevada and buy it.
Yeah.
So I've got to buy it here, and I've got to pay another. I buy a block of 17 caliber, which is rimfire, which is never used in crimes. It cost me $10 more right then, for it's a dollar tax on each box of ammo. And I just don't think that M79 or M19 gang members are paying that extra dollar.
There you go. Yeah, and here's what I want to remind people about the thing at the Frontier Senior Center tomorrow. It isn't an opportunity for you to come and give a speech and complain about everything that's wrong. Come with
that's
your
right.
questions because
that's
there's
right.
going to be
it's
people there
be
who can answer them.
Right. It's not going to be statements out there.
It's not an opportunity to come down and just complain about what we hate about everything. There's going to be people there who can answer your questions. So come with your questions to get good answers and good information.
I want to publicly thank Trish Clark for giving me my one of her prized Oakland Raiders coffee cups. It's even got your lipstick on it.
You need to wash that off.
maybe not. I'm getting in touch with other parts of me. But here, and for the other Bob, no, you can say go Cowboys, but I have the final word. Go Packers. Everybody have a great weekend. It's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Of severely deficient training procedures and accountability systems.
Lynch says that while progress has been made on reforms, there is more work to do, and it's work that Lynch says will require federal partnership as well as independent oversight. Numerous flight delays, cancellations at the Oklahoma City and St. Louis airports because of severe weather, specifically icy conditions that